You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders getting set for the men's contest. Both teams on the floor warming up. Coach Ross Dalma has made it up from Lawrence, Kansas in time for today's contest. He, of course, watching the Dort College women's cross-country team run earlier today in Lawrence, Kansas, and he makes the 200-mile trip or so in time to be on the bench for today's contest. The Dort College men are 5-2 this year, averaging 87.3 points per game. They allow 73.4 points per outing. They're 0-1 in GPAC play. Dort's losses are to Cardinal, Stritch, and Midland. The defenders are led by Tyler Walterstorff's 15.7 points per game. He takes down 5 rebounds. He's converting 46.7% of his field goals. Nathan Rendell says 14 points per game average. He leads the team in rebounds with a 6.1 average, and he tops the team with 29 assists through 7 games. Rendell's is making just under 51% of his field goals and 91.4% of his free throws. Brian Sumner scores 11.9 points per contest, is making 48.7% of his three-point shots. Leighton Sampson scores 10.7 points per game and is making 62.2% of his field goals. Alex Terpstra adds 8 points per game, Andrew O'Donnell 7, and David Denherter 6.1. Taylor Feenstra takes in 4.6 rebounds per game, grabs 4.6 rebounds, and scores 5.4 points per game. For the Doan College men, they're 3-5 this year, 0-2 in GPAC play, losses to Briarcliff and Hastings, but in all honesty, it appears they could have and should have won that game with Hastings on Wednesday night of this week. Hastings came back, though, to score a couple of free throws in the waning seconds to win it 63-62. Deontay Holt scores 16 points per game, grabs 4.1 rebounds. He's 16-49 from the three-point line. Nate Cool scores 10.3 points per game with 5.8 rebounds. Michael Herman adds 8.5 points and 7 rebounds. Reed Williams scores 9.5 points per contest, and Zach Hunt is averaging 8.4 points per game. The Doan men led almost the entire second half before losing a home game with Hastings Wednesday night. Cool had 17 points, Williams 12, Hunt had 11. York College led the entire second half on the way to a 79-63 win over AIB Wednesday night in Des Moines. Walterstorff had 16 points, 6 rebounds. Rendell's had 14 with 5 rebounds and 7 assists. Dort leads this series 12-6. Teams have split 10 meetings in Crete. Dort won both games last season. The game in Sioux Center on November 23 was an 85-71 win. 5 players had double digits for the defenders. On January 18, the defenders came up here to Crete, Nebraska, got a 46-30 halftime lead and took a 92-81 win. Kyle Lindberg had 22 points, Rendell scored 20, and Tyler Walterstorff added 18. Nick Reed scored 25, and Deontay Holt had 20. Back with a look at the starting lineups right after this. Here are your starting lineups for today's game. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, they'll go with number 5, Brian Sumner, a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 11.9 points per game. Number 15, Nathan Rendell, a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 14 points per game. Alex Terpstra wears number 13. He's a 6'4 sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Number 35 is Tyler Walterstorff, a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 15.7 points per game. And Leighton Sampson wears number 43. He's a 6'5 freshman from Worthington, Minnesota, averaging 10.7 points per game. For the Doan College Tigers, they will start number 3, Nate Cool, a 6'7 sophomore from Tecumseh, Nebraska, averaging 10.3 points per game. Number 5 is Zach Hunt, a 6'2 senior from Hastings, Nebraska, averaging 8.4 points per contest. Reed Williams wears number 15. He's a 6'3 sophomore from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 9.5 points per outing. Number 21 is Trevor Cyberon, a 5'11 junior from Ravenna, Nebraska, averaging 1 point per game. And number 25 is a 6'6 freshman from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 8.5 points per game. That is Michael Herman. Expect to see a lift for Doan off the bench when Deontay Holt, a 6-foot junior from Lincoln, Nebraska, comes into the contest. He's averaging 16 points per game. Dort College controls the opening tap, and we are underway. Dort College basketball down to the baseline at Terpstra. Terpstra gives it up to Rendell's. Rendell's with the basketball back over to Sumner. Sumner, Walterstorff down low. It goes to Sampson. Sampson gets his shot off of the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Rendell's. Off of the window. No good. Fight for the basketball. It's still down on the ground. Still loose. Picked up by Walterstorff. Back over to Sampson. Now Sumner. Sumner left side. It goes over to Terpstra. Terpstra, right side Sumner, 25 seconds on the shot clock. Open three for Terp. Three ball off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Doan. Zach Hunt with the basketball. Hunt with it on the left side. Doan with the basketball. They pass it over to Herman. Three-pointer on the way is off the side of the iron. No good by Doan's. Zach Hunt. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Rindles. Rindles shakes right, goes left, gives it off to Sumner. Sumner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, ball fake, puts it up. His shot is good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Tyler Walterstorff with that Euro step. It's the shot to go, and the Dort College defenders draw first blood. And a free throw on the way for Tyler Walterstorff as he tries to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul called on Michael Herman is his first. Herman, the unenviable task of trying to guard the senior. He is a freshman. Walterstorff makes the free throw. Three-point play is good. Dort College leads 3-0. Doan basketball, Trevor Cyberon. Cyberon guarded there by Rindles. Cyberon with a right-handed dribble. It passes high post over to Cool. Cool with the basketball into the corner. Gives it up over to Hunt. Zach Hunt out front. Gives it up to Cyberon. Cyberon averaging 1 point per game. They give it down low with the basketball on the baseline is Michael Herman. Round the horn they go. Comes back into the lane. Kick out pass. Reed Williams. Reed Williams, 17-footer. Good. Reed Williams with the two-point bucket. Dort College leads 3-2. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles comes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff left side, Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra comes right side, Rindles. Rindles underneath the Samson. Samson down the baseline, and he steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan with the basketball. Dort College turns it over. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. Doan basketball, right side, Nate Cool. Cool gives it up to Herman. Herman with the basketball. Herman back over to Hunt. Hunt back to Herman. Herman loses the dribble, picks it back up. Looking underneath now. Picks up, he's looking, still looking, and finally gets it out front to Zach Hunt. Hunt with the basketball. Zach Hunt passes left side. Three on the way by Cyberon. Cyberon, three-pointer is good. Cyberon with 5 points and the Dort, 3 points. Tripling his season average. Now Rindles puts it on the floor, hard to the basket, and it's stripped by Zach Hunt. Zach Hunt with the basketball. He passes it down low to Nate Cool. Cool with the ball. Cool with it on the baseline. Comes back over to Herman. Herman back over to Cyberon. Cyberon to Reed Williams. They dump it down low for Cool. Cool guarded there by Samson. Lost it, and a foul on the play called on the defenders. And that foul goes on, I believe, Alex Terpstra. No, that's going to be on Tyler Walterstorff, his first. So Tyler Walterstorff whistled for the personal foul. Our officials today, Pat Anderson, Ron Jackson, and Lance Smith. Ball is inbounded with a basketball. They come over to Cool. Cool with it on the right wing. Back over to Zach Hunt. Hunt to Cool. Cool off the glass, no good. But a foul on the play called against Leighton Sampson. Sampson whistled for the personal foul. Leighton Sampson picks up his first personal, team foul number two. And Keel will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So that's Nate Keel. Right-handed free throw on the way for the sophomore, listed as 6'7". Looks like, to me like he's all of that. He's a 75% free throw shooter, makes that one. Doan leads 6-3. Pending the second free throw. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Another free throw on the way for Keel. This one's up, and that one bounces off the iron. No good. Rebound taken down by Tyler Walterstorff. Almost skittered out of bounds. He was able to control it. Walterstorff goes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra at the free throw line, comes back in the corner to Rindle. Rindle's basketball back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff left side Sumner. Sumner rolls it down low for Samson. Samson is pushed on the play. Paul's going to go on Nate Keel. And Keel is whistled for the personal, his first. Team foul number two on Doan. Rindles will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it in to Samson. Samson moved his pivot foot. No call made. And the rebound taken away by Keel. Keel with the basketball. He gets it away to Cyberon. Cyberon Guarded there by Rendles. Pass comes out front to Zach Hunt. Hunt, Keel. Keel, able to hook, and he misses the point-blank shot. He was able to hook. Samson with the elbow. Here's Walterstorff driving the other way, and Tyler Walterstorff with 5 points. All 5 points for the defenders. Stuart College trails 6-5. With out front, Doan College. Trevor Soderon with it. Soderon goes right side over to Keel. Keel looking down low. They pass it down low now to Herman. Herman cut off on the play. Fires it back out front. Soderon. Soderon to Reed Williams. Reed Williams gives it up. Keel. Keel working against Samson. Lost it. It's swiped away by Samson. Here comes Door College. Walterstorff picked up the loose ball. Now Terpstra. Terpstra driving in. Lost it. And it's tipped out of bounds by Herman for Doan. It'll be Door College basketball. Feenstra is in. O'Donnell is in. Den Herter is in. Walterstorff, Samson, and Terpstra check out. Sumner and Rendles stay on the floor for the defenders. O'Donnell with the basketball. Dort College down 6-5, and a reach-in foul called. Mitch Malu whistled for the personal, his first. Checking in for Doan will be David McDonald. And McDonald, you give it over to Rendles. Rendles with it out front. Nathan driving in with the right hand, puts it up, no good, but he's fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go on Soderon. Soderon whistled for the personal foul. Free throws on the way for Nathan Rendles. Rendles can tie it or get Dort College the lead with two free throws here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Rendles' first free throw is through off of the rim. Second one goes through cleanly, not touching anything but line. And the Dort College defenders lead at 7-6 with 15:40 left to go first half. Doan with the basketball. Left side pass. Hunt. Hunt. Three off the mark. Oh, good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Taylor gets it ahead to Rendles. Rendles crosses over, puts it up. It's blocked. Taken by the Doan College Tigers. And David McDonald into the corner. Three-point basket by Reed Williams. He's got five. And the college defenders trail 9-7. 9-7 our score. With it right side is Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner goes high post. Feenstra. Feenstra gets it up to Rendles. Rendles underneath Den Herter. Den Herter with the basketball. Trying to back his way in. Kick out. Feenstra. Feenstra long two. Three. Good. Taylor Feenstra spots up and knocks down the three. Dort College leads 10-9 from my vantage point. Looked like he had his toes on the three-point line. Instead, it goes as a three-point basket. Doan basketball. Soborin. Soborin gives it up. Williams. Williams into the corner. Three-pointer is up and good. Answering with a three is Malu. Malu with the three-point bucket as the post player stepping out and shooting long distance. Left side with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it right wing. Gives it up to Rendles. Rendles into the corner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball back over to Sumner. Sumner left side Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up to Rendles. Rendles to Den Herter. Den Herter working against the Doan College Tigers. David McDonald shot no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. They pass it up front to Hunt. Give it down low for McDonald. McDonald backing his way in against David Den Herter, and a foul called against David McDonald. McDonald squarely into the middle of the chest of David Den Herter with a couple of bumps trying to take it to the hoop. Den Herter just simply held his ground on both instances. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. O'Donnell's running point. Rendles is grabbing a breather. O'Donnell passes right side Sumner. Dort College down 12-10. Sumner with the basketball goes left side over to Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives in. Lost it. Gets it back over to Nabla. Nabla into the lane, and he is pushed from behind, but a travel violation called. Sampson and Walterthorpe are back in. Then Herder and Feenstra are out. Terpstra also checking into the ballgame. Deontay Holt will check in for the Doan College Tigers. So Deontay Holt checks in with 6.5 gone here in the first half. Doan with the basketball and the 12-10 lead. Zach Hunt will bring it up. Hunt goes high post to Keel. Keel with the basketball. Passes cross court over to Zach Hunt. Hunt for the basketball. Gets the return pass. They go into the corner. Keel. Keel back over to Hunt. Hunt reverses it over to Herman. Herman shot. No good. And the ball touches the support structure above the basket as it bounces up of the rim. And O'Donnell will bring it up against Deontay Holt. O'Donnell with the basketball on the left side. Andrew O'Donnell picks up his dribble. Goes high post to Walterthorpe. Walterthorpe for the basketball. And a foul called before the shot. Foul's going to go on Herman. That's number two on him. Doan College Tigers will counter now with Trey Magruder. Magruder checks in. He's a 6'5 junior from Pacadula, Texas. Paducah, Texas. I knew I was going to mess that one up when I was preparing. O'Donnell passes it over to Terpstra. Terpstra underneath Sampson. Sampson kick out Terpstra. Terpstra underneath goes Sampson. Sampson against Magruder, and a foul on the play called on Leighton Sampson. Sampson has just picked up his second. David Den Herder will check back into the game. It's still 12-10. Dort College likes to get up and down the floor a little bit more. They're averaging 87 points per game. Doan wants to muddy it up just a little bit. They're averaging 67.6 points per game. Doan with basketball, Magruder. Magruder over to Holt. Holt goes into the right corner. With the basketball is Wyatt Simon. Simon with the basketball. Simon passes left side over to Holt. Lob down low for Keel. Keel gets it to go, and he's fouled on the play. And we'll see who it goes against. If it's on Walterthorpe, it's number two. And Tyler has just picked up his second personal foul. Nate Rendles is going to check back into the ballgame. Andrew O'Donnell will check out. Taylor Feenster will check into the game. Dort College trailing 14-10, pending the free throw for Keel. Well, Dort College was up 10-9, but Doan has now scored 5 points in a row and threatening to make it six. Free throw is up, and Keel makes the free throw for the three-point play. Nate Keel now with 4 points. And the Tigers lead at 15-10. With a basketball. They go right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Rendles. Rendles dumps it underneath Den Herder. Den Herder off the glass with a left hand. Good. David Den Herder off the assist from Nathan Rendles. And David Den Herder has his first 2 points of the day. Dort College trails 15-12. 15-12, our score. Dort College playing right now without Tyler Walterthorpe. He's on the bench with two personal fouls. Leighton Sampson also has a pair of fouls, so we might not see those players much here the remainder of the first half. Keel kicks it right side over to Simon. Simon back to Keel. Keel working on Den Herder. Jumper in the lane by Keel, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles driving right side, shovels it off to Terpstra. Terpstra, ball fake. Terpstra back over to Feenstra. Feenstra, runner in the lane, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Holt. Holt with the basketball. Deontay Holt into the front court. He passes right side Simon, Wyatt Simon. Back to Holt. Holt, three, up, good. Deontay Holt with a three-point bucket. Doan has made four threes already, and Doan leads at 18-12. Pass comes right side Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Alex with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Rendles. Rendles in between the circles. Comes over to Feenstra. Right side Nabla. Nabla gives it up to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles tries to shovel it off. He does. And then Herder's going to be called for double dribble. Turnover gives the basketball back to Doan. Doan leads it 18-12. Sumner will check back in for the Dort College defenders. Dort College thus far, 4 of 11 from the floor, 1 for 2 on threes. Doan keeping themselves in this ballgame, 3-point shooting, 4 of 7, 6 of 11 overall. This Doan College team, in case you're wondering, in terms of the three-point shooting so far this year, 32.7%. Right now shooting much better than that. Doan basketball, 10:40 remaining, first half. Deontay Holt gets a screen up front from Magruder. Rindles dodges it. Pass right side over to Simon. Simon gives it up to Malu. Malu back over to Holt. Holt, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. So Doan inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in will be Deontay Holt. Holt passes it in to Malu. Malu back to Holt. Holt driving in. Kick out pass into the corner. Nothing there for Hunt. Hunt back over to Simon. Simon might have traveled with it. Now dribbles it off of his foot. Now picks it up and steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. Patrick Nabla will throw it in. Dort College trailing 18-12 with 10-12 left to go in the half. A break in the action as Deontay Holt has to take care of a loose shoelace. All of the women's conference games have gone final. We'll check in on those at halftime. Pass goes left side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up Nabla. Nabla to Rindles. Rindles to Sumner. Sumner with it right side. Nabla. Nabla O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Nabla. Nabla three. Top of the key. Missed it. No good. A rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Rindles. Rindles. Sumner. Sumner three. Got it. Brian Sumner with the three-point bucket. Dort College trails 18-15. Doan basketball. Holt. Holt in between the circles out front. Holt over to Hunt. Hunt with it. Back over to Williams. Williams with it down to the baseline. Bothered there by Sumner. Pass to Malu. Malu well beyond the three-point line. He's going to fire a three. Misses badly. But a foul on the play called on Patrick Nabla. Nabla got in a hand fight underneath with Trey Magruder. So Nabla whistled for the personal. He's picks up his first. Doan College with a basketball. Keel. Keel guarded there by Rindles. Keel will take it in against Rindles. Rindles trying to fight him off. And the foul called on Nathan Rindles. That's his first. Keel will go to the free throw line to shoot two. I beg your pardon, that was before the shot, so no free throws. Team foul number six on the defenders. They get the ball into Keel. Keel averaging 10 points per game, has six in the first half, and the defenders trail 20-15. Left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it at the top of the key, guarded there by Holt. Loses it on the way up, saves it into Sumner. No, it's picked up by Holt. Holt has the basketball, 3-on-2 break. Pass into the corner, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Holt. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Doan basketball.
In for the defenders, 53, David Van Herter.
Van Herter is in. Feenstra will check out. Dort College trailing 20-15. Pass comes into Holt. Holt with it. And the Doan College Tigers will inbound again. Inadvertent buzzer. And the Doan College Tigers will toss it in. Throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. With it is Hunt. Hunt gets it into Holt. Holt with it up front. Deontay Holt passes into the corner. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. And a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Malu. Malu whistled for the personal. Malu whistled for his second. Patrick Nabla will go to the free throw line to try and draw Dort College to within 3 points with a pair of free throws potentially. He's got a 1-1 coming. Alex Terpstra is going to check back into the ballgame. So free throw on the way for Dort College's Patrick Nabla. Left it short, no good. Rebound tapped out long, though, and taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra to Nabla. Nabla, O'Donnell. O'Donnell driving in, lost it. Turnover, gives the ball back to Deontay Holt. Holt, pull up from 10, missed it, no good. Rebound, it's long, it's still loose. Picked up by the Tigers in the backcourt, coming away with it is Doan College's Deontay Holt. Holt with the basketball. They jump on the switch. Keel, three, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Brian Sumner into the front court. Dort College trailing 20-15. Nabla puts it on the floor, drives to the lane, and we've got a foul called out front. And Nabla will go to the free throw line for another one-and-one opportunity.
Doan foul on 41. Mitch Maylou, that's his third personal foul. Team foul number 8. Saboran, permanent return for Doan.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Another one-and-one opportunity coming here for Nabla. Missed on the front end of 1-1 moments ago. This one is up and too strong. He overcompensates. 0 for 2 is Nabla from the charity stripe. It's still 20-15. Dort College leaving points on the table. Tyler Walterstorff will check back into the game in just a moment. Pass goes down low to Herman, and Patrick Nabla is whistled for a personal foul. And for Patrick, that is number 2. And a 1-1 opportunity coming here for Michael Herman. Herman, a 50% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. He makes the first free throw, does Michael Herman. Nathan Rendles also checking back in. So now you've got the original starting five on the floor, minus Sampson plus Feenstra. So you've got Sumner, Walterstorff, Rendles, and Terpstra on the floor along with Feenstra. Second free throw in and out, no good. 21-15, Dort College down 6. Into the front court is Walterstorff. Dort College playing. Walterstorff playing with two personal fouls. Walterstorff looking down low. Instead gives it off to Rendles. Rendles, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. They give it up to Reed Williams. Williams with it across the timeline. This is Saborin. Saborin looking down low. They get it to Keel. Keel working against Feenstra. Comes back outside Herman. Herman with it on the right side. Michael Herman with the basketball. Herman gives it up to Williams. Williams with the basketball. 12 to shoot. They pass down to Keel. Keel in the lane to Herman. Herman off of the glass, no good. Herman with another chance at it, puts it up. It won't go in, but he's fouled on the play. And Nathan Rendles has just picked up his second personal foul. And Michael Herman will go to the free throw line to shoot two, as he was fouled in the act of shooting on the putback in the middle of the lane. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Herman makes the first one, makes the second. He's now 3 for 4 from the free throw line today. And the Tigers lead it 23-15. Dort College has not scored since they cut it to 18-15. Tyler Walterstorff driving in, and he has fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Nate Keel. Keel whistled for the personal foul. 23-15, our score. Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot two, as he was fouled in the act of shooting. And Nate Keel picks up his second personal foul. Free throw is up by Walterstorff. It's good. Another free throw on the way, 23-16. Dort College has not had much flow offensively thus far. And a second free throw coming for Walterstorff. This one's up and through. So Walterstorff, 3 for 3 from the free throw line as a team. Dort College, 5 for 7. Dort College trails 23-17, 6:45 and counting, first half. Saborin with the basketball, passes left side over to Williams. Williams looking for Herman down low. Instead, they pop it out to Keel. Keel at the top of the key, guarded by Feenstra. They dump it down low for Herman. Herman, guarded by Walterstorff, trying to work it in against Walterstorff, playing with two personal fouls. Into the corner, Holt. Holt, three, no good. Rebound controlled by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball, and we've got a blocking foul called on Deontay Holt. Deontay Holt picks up the personal, his first. He checked in with about 12:30 left to go in the half, and he has played six straight minutes, has Deontay Holt.
At the line number 15,
he's the leading scorer for Doan. Has started three games this season, averaging 28 minutes per game. Rindles misses the first of two free throw attempts. He's got another one coming. Leighton Sampson is in. Taylor Feenstra is out. Malu checks in. Keel checks out. So Keel will check out with two personal fouls as Coach Jim Weeks deciding to get him on the bench rather than pick up his third against a relatively fresh player. Rindles makes the second free throw, and the defenders are back to within five at 23-18. Doan basketball. With the basketball is Saborin. Saborin on the right side. They get it back out front. Malu. Malu shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Nathan with the basketball. Ahead Sumner, and Sumner is called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Doan. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Dort College with a Doan College, I should say, with a basketball. Saborin with it in between the circles. Doan playing with a five-point lead. They're looking down low for Malu. Pass it over to Holt. Holt on the left side. Into the corner it goes Reed Williams. Down low, Malu. Malu, head fake. His shot is good. Mitch Malu with 5 points, and the defenders trail 25-18. Terpstra with a basketball. Terpstra looking down low, Sampson. Sampson puts it on the floor. They double down on him. It's taken away by Saborin. Saborin pass over to Holt, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. By Doan, it'll be Dort College basketball. Waltersdorf is out. Rindles is out. 5:25 left to go in the contest. In the first half, I should say. Doan leads 25-18. Out front is O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up. Sampson. Sampson to Nabla. Nabla into the corner. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back to Sumner. Sumner, ball fake. Puts up the 17-footer. Does Brian Sumner, and he knocks it down. He's got 5 points. Sumner makes it 25-20. Dort College down five. Saborin out front. Tests the waters to the free throw line. Retreats. Terpstra cut him off. Pass comes right side. Williams. Williams with the basketball. Back over to Saborin. Saborin to McDonald. McDonald with the basketball. Back to Saborin. Saborin right side. Williams. 12 to shoot for the Tigers. They come back over to McDonald. McDonald against Leighton Sampson. And Leighton Sampson has just picked up his third personal foul, I believe. David Denherger pops off of the bench. He's going to check back into the game. Sampson will check out. Free throws on the way for David McDonald. So McDonald to shoot two. David McDonald, 5 minutes per game is his average. 5 of 6 from the free throw line. And he makes the first one. McDonald averaging 1 point per game. Makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. That one's up and through as well. Twenty-seven to 20, our score. Dort College down 7. 4:30 and counting. First half. With the basketball out front is O'Donnell. O'Donnell picks up his dribble. Passes over to Nabla. Nabla with it, and we've got a hold called. Foul's going to go on Doan. And that's going to go on Wyatt Simon, his first. Free throws on the way for the defenders. Double bonus time for Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell averaging 7 points per game this season. He's been shut out thus far. Playing a little more point guard today with Nathan Rendles with two fouls. First free throw, no good by O'Donnell. Dort College now 6 for 10 from the free throw line. And as I talked about earlier, leaving some points on the table here in this first half. Second free throw on the way is up, and that one is good. So O'Donnell makes one of two. And the defenders trail 27-21. Doan basketball. Bringing it up is Saborin. Saborin looking for the pass down low. That's Hunt. Hunt back over to Saborin. Saborin to Holt. Holt to McDonald. McDonald to Hunt. Hunt gives it up. Holt. Holt. Step back. Ball deflected by Rendles. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan, by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball with 12 seconds on the shot clock. Doan inbounding the basketball. They get it inbounded to Saborin. Saborin to Holt. 10 to shoot. Holt gets a screen out front, picks up his dribble, gets it to Malu. Malu to Holt. Holt loses it. It's down on the floor. Still loose, and a jump ball. I beg your pardon. Shot clock violation. It'll be Dort College basketball trailing by 6. 3:48 remaining in this half. Walterstorff will check in. Patrick Nabla will check out. Doan College will show full court pressure defense, man to man. Saborin will try to hassle Rendles as he brings it up. Nathan with the basketball in between the circles. Nathan Rendles gives to Walterstorff. Walterstorff driving in, and he's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called on Dort College's Tyler Walterstorff. Patrick Nabla will check into the game, and Walterstorff will check out. Walterstorff checks out. Now remember, he's playing with two personal fouls. Came up a little bit gimpy on that play as well. A little bit of a favored step with his left leg as he came over to the sideline, holding the outside of his left knee on the bench. Pass goes over to Holt. Holt, three, good. Deontay Holt with a three-point basket. He's got 6 points today, and Doan opens up a 30-21 advantage. Pass goes left side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell right side Sumner. Sumner back to O'Donnell. 3 minutes left to play in the half. They dump it down low for Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Puts it on the floor. Triple team. Shot is off the glass. No good. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Feenstra. Feenstra to Rendles. Rendles lost it. Picks it up. Back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell three-pointer from the wing. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Rendles. Rendles back over to Sumner. Sumner on the wing. Kick out pass O'Donnell. Dort College will reset the offense. Comes back left side Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Bryan down to the baseline. Cut off. Back over to Nabla. Nabla right side. Rendles. Rendles shakes right. Goes left. Puts it up in traffic. Missed it. And the ball is thrown out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Actually deflected off of the official. And the official is standing out of bounds. So Dort College will have the basketball out of bounds on the sideline. Dort College trailing 30-21. One of those days so far where it appears Dort College is running in sand. 30-21 our score, down by 9. 21 points with 2:24 left to go in the half. Doan has been able to stifle the Dort College offense. Rendles driving in, and a charging foul called on Nathan Rendles. Rendles picks up his third personal foul in the process. Brian Sumner will check in. Coach Ross Dalma talked in the post-game on Wednesday night after the AIB contest about Dort College struggling to find continuity on offense, and that has been the case here in the first half of this contest. 30-21 our score. Doan with the basketball. Hunt. Hunt over to Holt. And O'Donnell gets called for the personal foul as they say that he ran through the screen. And free throws on the way for the Doan Tigers and David McDonald. McDonald will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Both teams in the double bonus from here on out. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for McDonald. Another one on the way for McDonald. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. McDonald makes both free throws, and the Tigers expand the lead to 32-21. York College had this down to a 5-point lead at 25-20. Since then, they've been outscored 7-1, and now it's an 11-point ball game. O'Donnell with the basketball. Passes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra on the wing. Comes back right side, Nabla. Nabla with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra drives in. Loses it on the way up. It's last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Inbounding the basketball will be Dort College's Andrew O'Donnell. Throws it over the top for Brian Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, 1:44 and counting. Right side it goes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sumner. Sumner with it, 5 to shoot. Sumner reverses corner. Nabla, 2 to shoot, and he's not going to get it off. .132 remaining in this first half. Doan gets a defensive stop. Nabla unable to get the shot off. Danny Voss is going to check into the ballgame. Patrick Nabla will check out. So Nabla checks out of the contest. Danny Voss is in. And Dort College right now just looking for a combination. He's trying to right the ship. Doan basketball out front is Zach Hunt. Dort College trails 32-21. Right side is Hunt, is Holt. Holt on the pick and roll. Gives it up McDonald. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by the defenders and Feenstra. He passes it over to O'Donnell, but Holt tips it away. Out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. Dort College basketball. Dort College has not scored a field goal in a while. Last field goal was a basket, I believe, by Brian Sumner. That at the time cut the lead from 25-18 down to 25-20. Since then, all Dort College has gotten is a free throw. Out front with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell over to Sumner. Sumner with it on the right wing. Brian Sumner back to Den Herder. Den Herder left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the wing. O'Donnell, Feenstra. Feenstra with his toes on the three-point line. Gives it away, Sumner. Sumner, three, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. Didn't draw iron, so the shot clock doesn't get reset. Feenstra with the right hand off of the glass. Too strong, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Muscles it up, no. Gives it up to Den Herder. Lay-in, good. David Den Herder with 4 points, and the defenders trail 32-23. 36 seconds and counting, first half. Shot clock and game clock, about a five-second difference. And David Den Herder has just picked up a personal foul about 15 feet from the hoop. And McDonald will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So two free throws on the way for McDonald. Entered the game 5 of 6 from the charity stripe. He's 4 for 4 so far, now 5 for 5, and he has quintupled his scoring average. Came in averaging 1 point per game. He's got 5. Malu is out. Magruder is in for Doan. The lead is back to 10, pending another free throw. Second free throw on the way is up, and this one is good as well. David McDonald with 6 points, and the defenders trail 34-23. O'Donnell, left side, Terp. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra out front to Feenstra. 19 on the game clock. Shot clock is off. Come back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell in between the circles, guarded there by Holt. Looking for a ball screen. They'll give him a ball screen. Right side pass comes over to Feenstra. Feenstra pull up from 17. Straight on. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Holt will let fly. Three-quarter court shot is off the top of the backboard. No good. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Doan 34, Dort College 23. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more. from the Haddock Center on the campus of Doan College right after this. We're at halftime, a low-scoring first half of play, and things playing out to Doan's favor at this point. The Doan College Tigers with this more to their liking, a 34-23 difference. Dort College struggled to score points, especially late in that first half. Dort College led briefly at 3-2 and again at 7-6. And they led 10-9. That was Dort's last lead of the first half. Doan went on a 6-0 run to get up 15-10. Dort College would get no closer than 3. They were at within 5 at 20-15 and 5 again at 25-20. Doan built the lead to as many as 11 for the first time at 32-21, and it's 34-23 here at halftime. Dort led unofficially by Tyler Waltersdorf, 7 points, but he was saddled with 2 early fouls. Doan College balanced scoring unofficially. Nate Keel, Deontay Holt, and David McDonald with 6 points apiece. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the numbers for the first half of play in a moment. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders trailing Doan at halftime, 34-23. The numbers look like this. Dort College, 7 of 23 shooting, 30.4%. 2 of 7 on threes, 28.6%. 7 of 11 on free throws, 63.6%. Doan, 9 of 23 shooting, 39.1%. 5 of 15 on threes, 33.3%, 11 of 13 on free throws, 84.6%. Dort holds a 2013 rebounding advantage. Dort has committed 12 turnovers, though, to 6 for the Tigers. Individually, Dort College led by Tyler Waltersdorf, 7 points. He was limited to 8 minutes in the first half of play, though, as he had just, he was saddled with early foul trouble. He makes it to halftime with 2, but need more minutes out of Tyler. 4 points for David Den Herter, 5 for Brian Sumner, 3 for Nathan Rindles. He also has 3 personal fouls. And Andrew O'Donnell has 1 point. Taylor Feenster with 3. For the Doan Tigers, 6 each for David McDonald, Deontay Holt, and Nate Keel. 5 for Reed Williams, 3 each for Trevor Saborin. Michael Herman also has 3. Mitch Malu has 5. 5 rebounds for Rindles, 4 for Tyler Waltersdorf, 4 for Taylor Feenstra. For the Tigers, 3 for Deontay Holt, 2 each for Michael Herman and Nate Keel, and another 2 for David McDonald. 2 steals for Deontay Holt for the Tigers. Dort College has 2 players with 1 steal each. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with a look at what's happening around the conference right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look at the rest of the conference. First of all, the finals in women's basketball. Mount Marty over Midland, 86-81. Concordia over Briarcliff, 69-59. Nebraska Wesleyan over Dakota Wesleyan, 77-56. Morningside over Hastings, 73-47. And Doan defeats Dort College, 74-64 in a game you heard on KDCR. Dort College was led in scoring by Michael Holst with 20 points. Robin Blunt with 13 points. Dort College, 2 of 14, 3-point shooting. Doan, 7 of 19, shooting from beyond the arc. For Dort College, the big story, Alyssa Palama hurt late in the first half. She did not return, and I would imagine a Monday assessment of her injured knee will be in order. Men's basketball halftime scores. Game you're listening to, Doan over Dort, 34-23. Dakota Wesleyan and Nebraska Wesleyan free-flowing basketball in Lincoln today. 59-59 the score. And Hastings leads Morningside at halftime in Hastings, 37-33. One game, one final already. Midland defeats Mount Marty. Final score there, 88-48. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Earlier today, women's cross country, the Dort College women placed fifth at the NAI National Championship. Dort College with 235 points, Carroll with 234. British Columbia went with 43. Caleb Isle led the defenders in 24th place with an 18.28. Lauren Opp, 35th, 18.41. Abby DeVries, 54th, 19 flat. Lily Kerner, 78th, 19.14. Nicole Slater, 94th, 19.21. Erica Dalma, 19.59 for 188th place out of 336 runners. And Justine Vinzee, 257th place in a time of 20.42 to wrap up the Dort College 7. Let's take a break and be back with the start of the second half of play right after this. Dort College basketball as we start the second half of play. Pass goes right side over to Rindles. Rindles dumps it underneath for Sampson. Sampson bucket, good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders get their first 2 points from Leighton Sampson today. And the defenders trail by 9, 34-25. Nate Keel with the basketball right side. He passes it over to Saborin. Saborin dumps it underneath. Underneath Herman. Herman shot no good. Gets his own rebound back and a foul on the play. It's going to go on Leighton Sampson, I believe, and that's going to be number 3 on him. No, that's going to be on Tyler Waltersdorf, and that's number 3 on him. Going to be one of those nights, the way it looks to me. Tyler Waltersdorf, wrong place, wrong time. And free throws on the way for Michael Herman. Herman fouled in the act of shooting, a 50% free throw shooter coming into the game. He's 3-for-4 today, and now 4-for-5, and he certainly hasn't looked like a 50-50 shooter from the free throw line. 19:26 left to go. Ball game, Dort College trails by 10, pending another free throw. This one is up by Herman, and that one's in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Defenders trail by 10, 35-25. Well, Deontay Holt starts the second half on the bench for Doan. He played the final 12 and a half minutes. Terpstra driving in, and we've got a foul on the play called on Doan. And free throws on the way for Dort College and Alex Terpstra. Terpstra, 9 of 11 shooting from the free throw line this season. He'll shoot two here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Terpstra whittles it down to 9 with a made free throw. Another one on the way. This one's up and down as well. Dort College trails 35-27. Terpstra, 11 of 13 now from the free throw line this season. Saborin will bring it up against Nathan Rindles. Picks up his dribble. He passes over to Keel. Keel with it on the right wing, guarded there by Leighton Sampson. Gives it off right side over to Williams. Williams left corner. Around the horn they go. Dump it down low. Doan with the basketball. Gives it up to Zach Hunt. Hunt to Herman. Herman, deep left corner, 10 to shoot. Comes back to Keel. Keel with the basketball. Doan content to run clock. Saborin, step back, 12-footer. Good on the left baseline. Saborin with the two-point basket, and it's a 10-point ball game again, 37-27. Rindles with the basketball back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Sumner, Sumner, left side, Waltersdorf, three ball on the way, good. Three-point basket by Tyler Waltersdorf. He's got 10, and the defenders trail 37-30. Doan basketball, Saborin. Saborin with it on the right side. He passes it over to Hunt. Hunt with it on the right wing. Hunt picks up his dribble, passes it back over to Herman. Herman, right side, Saborin. Saborin, spin move, kicks it into the corner. Williams, beg your pardon, Hunt. Hunt back over to Saborin. Saborin with the basketball. Saborin driving in. Shot is blocked out of bounds by Sampson. It will be Doan basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Deontay Holt's going to check into the ball game, so they don't wait long with sending him into the fray. Checking out of the contest will be Zach Hunt. Hunt averaging 8.4 points per game. They get it into Hunt. I beg your pardon to Holt. Holt shot, no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Nathan Rindles. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan with a fresh 35 to work with. They miss the shot down low. Dort College unable to secure the rebound, though, and Doan will inbound the basketball. Saborin will throw it in. Saborin looking. Still looking into the corner and throws it out front for Keel. Keel gives it off to Holt. Holt with the basketball, 30 seconds on the shot clock. They reset it on that missed shot moments ago. Saborin tries to dump it down low. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Saborin went up in the air. Everyone got faked out on the play. Hunt checks back into the game. Saborin will check out. 17:36 remaining in the contest. Dort College trails 37-30. This is as close as Dort College has been in a while. Rindles puts it up, and he is fouled on the play by Saborin. Saborin whistled for his second personal. Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Timeout on the floor, charge to Doan College. Rindles will go to the free throw line when we resume play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Rindles makes the first free throw, cuts it down to a six-point ball game. Another free throw on the way for Rindles. 4 points all from the free throw line. This one's up and good as well, so Rindles makes them both. He's got five. And the defenders have cut an 11-point halftime lead down to five at 37-32. With the basketball, bringing it up is Reed Williams. Williams with the basketball near midcourt. Sumner guarding him, and a foul on the play called on Brian Sumner. Sumner whistled for the personal foul. This one could turn into a free throw shooting contest before it's all said and done. It's team foul number two on the defenders here in this half. Doan also with two already. We're not even 3 minutes into the second half of play. Doan with the basketball on the left side. They give it up to Williams. Williams to Keel. Keel right side. Hunt. Hunt with the basketball. Hunt dumps it down low to Keel. Keel back to Herman. Herman shot three. Good. Michael Herman with 7 points, and the defenders trail 40-32. 40-32 the score. Rindles into traffic, dumps it off for Sampson. Sampson in traffic, his shot no good. Rebound deflected up, picked up by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf driving in, right-handed layup, good. Tyler Waltersdorf with 12 points. Dort College trails 40-34. Doan basketball, they dump it down low for Keel. Keel off of the glass, good. Keel has been more of a factor today than I anticipated. He's got 8 points already, averaging 10.3 points per game. Dort College trails by eight. Keel is 6'7". He's a sophomore from Tecumseh, Nebraska. With it left side, it goes to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf looking down low, instead goes outside to Sumner. Sumner underneath to Sampson. Sampson off of the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Doan. Coming away with it was Herman. Pass out front, Holt. Holt looking down low for Keel. Holt has it poked away from behind by Rindles. Then Herder, Nabla, and O'Donnell into the contest. Waltersdorf, Sampson, and Terpstra check out. Foul trouble situation. Nathan Rindles playing with three personal fouls. Pass over the top, controlled by Doan and Reed Williams. Williams near the center jump circle. Williams goes right side over to Keel. Keel with the basketball. Keel gets it on top. And now a foul called on the post defense. Patrick Nabla gets called for the foul. Mitch Malu had him pinned, and it appeared to me that Nabla got around him to knock the pass away. Foul called on Patrick. And for the 6'2 sophomore from Sauk Center, Minnesota, he gets called for his second personal foul. Doan to inbound the basketball. Doan, they throw it in over the top. They find Keel. Keel gives it up to Holt. Deontay Holt with a basketball on the right wing. Holt with a basketball gives it up to Saborin. Saborin, round the horn they go over to Hunt. Zach Hunt with it on the left wing. He goes to Malu. Malu facing up against Nabla. Nabla not giving any ground. Shot off of the glass, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken away by Doan. Doan into the corner. Comes back right side. Holt. Holt, three. Good. Deontay Holt with the three-point basket. All of his buckets coming from beyond the three-point line. And just like that, Doan's back in front by 11. That was the halftime margin. Nabla to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Comes over to Sumner. Sumner gives it up to Rindles. Rindles dumps it outside. Nabla, Nabla, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three, good. Patrick Andrew O'Donnell with the three-point basket. He's got four. And the defenders trail 45-37. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
My son
told you how the women's cross-country team did earlier today. The two individuals running for the Door College men, Stephon McNamara and Nick Vanderkoy. Vanderkoy finished 143rd, 26-48. Stephon McNamara, 26-59, was good for 164th. They had somewhere in the neighborhood of 340 runners competing. They get it underneath to Keel. Keel's shot no good. But he is fouled on the play, and Nate Keel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dan Herter whistled for his second personal foul. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Keel makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming, trying to extend it back to a 10-point ball game. 46-37, Doan in front. Now 47-37, and Dort College trails by 10 again. Nathan Rindles will bring the ball into the forward court. He's got it on the right side, picks up his dribble, passes it over to Sumner. Sumner out to O'Donnell. O'Donnell lets fly with a three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Nabla, Sumner. Sumner squeezes off a three, and he knocks it down. Brian Sumner with 8 points. Dort College trails 47-40. Dort College trying to fight back. They've already scored 17 points here in the second half. Doan has 13. Doan with the basketball. They give it left side. That's Williams. Williams to Keel. Keel off of the glass. Didn't finish. Rebound taken away by the defenders in Nabla. Here comes Rindles. Rindles driving in. Puts it up, and we've got a blocking foul called on the Doan Tigers. Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Zach Hunt is whistled for the personal, his second. To the free throw line will be Nathan Rindles. Rindles with 5 of 6 made free throws today. All of his points coming from the charity stripe. Free throw by Nate is up and good. He's got 6 points, and the defenders are back to within 6 at 47-41, pending another free throw. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Rindles makes both free throws. Deontay Holt's going to check back into the ballgame, and Dort College has scored 5 in a row. They trail by 5, 47-42, after getting down 47-37 after a pair of Nate Keel free throws. Dort College in full court man-to-man defense. They get the ball inbounded to Malu. Malu gives it up to Williams. Williams will take it up. Williams with the basketball. Williams across the timeline. Williams still has his dribble, guarded by Sumner. They pass it down low to Malu. Malu guarded by Nabla. Off of the glass, good. Malu with 7 points. Dort College has to find a way to keep him from getting the ball once he gets it in against Nabla. It's a tough matchup for Nabla. Nabla left side, Sumner. Dort College down by 7. Samson up strong with it. No good. Rebound taken away by Nate Keel. Keel with a rebound. Dort College down 49-42. 13:35 left to play in this contest. With it out front is Holt. Holt passes right side Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams gives it up to Keel. Keel lay in good. Nate Keel with 12 points. Dort College trails 51-42. Back-to-back buckets by Doan. Right side pass to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball out front. Sumner, Sumner, Rindles. Rindles left wing. Rindles back over to Nabla. Nabla, O'Donnell. O'Donnell straight on three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Holt. Holt long pass into the front court with the basketball is Saboran. Saboran back to Hunt. Hunt spins it back over to Keel. Keel facing up 12 feet from the basket. He called for traveling. And Coach Jim Weeks on the Doan College bench, very demonstrative. And Ron Jackson comes over and says, you can do a lot of things, but you can't dance around and chase me down the sideline, but no technical foul issued. 51-42 our score. Rindles with the basketball out front. Rindles with it in between the circles. Nathan picks it up, passes right side to Waltersdorf. Walterstorff into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra, three. Good. Three-point basket by Alex Terpstra. He's got 5 points. Knocks it down from the right corner, and the defenders trail by six, 51-45. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Doan Tigers. You're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort back to within six. They've been as close as five here in the second half. They trailed by 11 at halftime. The lead has gone from 11 to 5, back to 11, and now is 6. Doan basketball out front with the basketball is Trevor Saborin. Saborin goes left side to Holt. Holt shakes right, goes left. Into the lane, ball deflected, taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, right side, Rindles. Rindles caught up in the air, throws it off of the Doan player out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort College down 51-45. Inbounding the basketball will be Rindles. Dort College, a smaller lineup. They go over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell out front, Terpstra. Terpstra left side, Rindles on the wing, looking down low. Back over to Walterstorff. Walt, three, missed it, no good. Rindles tracks down the rebound, throws it out up front, though, and Doan comes away with a loose basketball. Reed Williams. Williams with it near midcourt. Williams passes it over to Saborin. Saborin with the ball. 51-45, Dort College down six. Saborin will back his way in against Rindles. Rindles trying not to give any ground. Saborin passes Malu. Malu, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan into the front court. Nathan with it on the left side. Gives it underneath to Feenstra. Feenstra, right-handed hook in the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped and controlled by Doan and Keel. And now we've got a foul called on Taylor Feenstra. And the freshman reaches in after the ball is secured. He gets rung up for the personal foul, his first. And that is team foul number five on the defenders in this half. Dort College fighting from behind this entire second half. And what that translates into is you get fatigued that much quicker. It takes so much out of you to try and fight from behind. Doan College holding a six-point lead, but Dort College 5 points closer than they were at halftime. Doan with the basketball. You get a couple of stops, you get a couple of scores, and this is a whole different ballgame again. Hunt with the basketball on the right side. Passes over to Herman. Herman feeds it left wing over to Williams. Williams with the basketball. And we've got a foul called on Taylor Feenstra, and Feenstra has just picked up his second on the post defense. 6'7 freshman from Hull, Iowa, called for his second personal foul. Sumner is in. O'Donnell is out. Free throws, inbounding is Zach Hunt. Into the corner, Holt. Holt buries another three. Deontay Holt with his fourth three. He's got 12, and the defenders trail 54-45. Walterstorff, left side it goes to Terp. Terpstra with the basketball, puts it on the floor, inside for Feenstra, and the ball is tapped away from behind. And the Doan College Tigers will bring it up, leading by nine. Dort College moments ago had a three-pointer that could have cut it to three. Now Doan coming back the other way, trying to get back up by double figures, and Michael Herman finishes inside over the top of Tyler Walterstorff, and the defenders trail 56-45. Three-pointer right corner, Brian Sumner. Sumner with 11, and the Dort College defenders back to within eight at 56-48. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 10:25 left to go in the ballgame. Dort trails 56-48. Deontay Holt has made four three-pointers today. Came into the game 16-49 from the three-point line. He's made four of them. Herman inside, little left-handed scoop shot, no good. Rebound cleared out by Dort College and Nathan Rindles. Rindles pass into the front court, Sumner. Sumner puts it up in traffic, layup good. Brian Sumner, 13 points today. Dort College trails 56-50. 9:53 left to go in the contest. Dort College back to within six. Now you need another defensive stop. Right side pass, Williams. Williams looking down low. They feed it to McDonald. David McDonald facing up against David Denherder. He wants to clear out. Puts it up with the left hand. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by David Denherter. Here comes Door College and Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Back over to Rendles. Rendles, ball fake, drives in, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the Doan College Tigers. Foul's going to go on Reed Williams, I believe. Two foul shots on the way for Nathan Rendles. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So Williams picks up the personal foul. That is his first. Rendles makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. He's 5 for 5 in the second half. Door College back to within 5 pending the free throw. The second half of the shooting foul. This one's up and down. So Rendles makes it a 4-point ball game, 56-52, 9:27 left to go. So Rendles with another pair of free throws. He's got 9 points, all from the charity stripe. Pass left side to Holt. Holt with it on the left side. Deontay Holt guarded there. Pass comes right side. Goes over to Hunt. Hunt back to Holt. Holt at the top of the key. Gets a screen. Puts it on the floor. Back over to Malu. Malu into the right corner. With it is Hunt. Hunt deep right corner. Guarded by Terpstra. They give it to Keel. Keel drives in. Shot is up. No good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra ahead to Sumner. B. Sum on the fly. Has to stop on the baseline. Back over to Terp. Terp three. Top of the key. Bang, bang, bang. 3-point basket by Alex Terpstra. He's got 8, and the defenders have cut the lead down to 156-55. 8:44 remaining in this contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. String a couple defensive stops together for the defenders, and now they're back to within 1 at 56-55. 8:44 remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College scrapping their way back in, and they've already scored 32 points here in the second half. A much more productive second half of offense. First half, they were limited to 23 points. Now, keep in mind, Nathan Rendles continues to play with 3 fouls, as does Tyler Walterstorff. You're still in that point of the game where you're concerned about that. 8:39 and counting. Doan with a basketball and a 1-point lead. They pass high post to Keel. Keel guarded there by Denherter. Keel goes left side back over to Zach Hunt. Hunt gives it up. Saborin, round the horn, back to Hunt. Hunt to Holt. Holt to Keel. Keel out front. Malu. Malu shot. 3. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders in Terpstra. Terpstra ahead to Walterstorff. Walterstorff crosses over. Inside it goes for Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Kick out. Tie. Tie. 3. No good. Rebound controlled by Holt. Holt with the basketball. Deontay Holt gives it off to Zach Hunt. Doan still with a 1-point lead. 8 minutes remaining. Doan with the basketball. They are content to run the offense. Take some time off of the clock. A little more methodical than the defenders. With the basketball, right side, this is Saborin. Saborin to Keel. Keel guarded there by Denherter. Keel will put his shoulder down, and he's going to be fouled on the play. Who's it going to go against? They're going to call that one on David Denherter. That's number 3 on him. Keel will go to the free throw line. And it should be a 1-1. He was not shooting, so Keel will shoot a 1-1. Keel today, 4 for 5 from the free throw line, so he's shooting a 1-1. First one on the way is off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Denherter. Dort College still down a point. 56-55, Tyler Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff drives in, his shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Doan. Foul called on Malu is his third, team foul number 5 on the Tigers. I beg your pardon, that's 4 on Malu. So Malu checks out. Herman is in. Malu is the first player to pick up 4 fouls for either team. They get the ball inbounded to Rendles. Rendles puts his shoulder down, drives in over the right hand, layup good. Nathan Rendles with a 2-point bucket. Nathan gives Dort College their first lead since the early going of this contest. 57-56, Dort College by a point. 7:20 remaining in this contest. Doan with the basketball. Zach Hunt beyond the three-point line looking for Keel. Keel with his back to the basket, 12 feet out. Around the horn they go, left side Hunt. Hunt to Holt, Holt to Keel. Keel 17 feet out. He's going to put it on the floor, back outside. It comes to Williams, 10 to shoot. Williams with the basketball. Williams is going to drive baseline. Comes back to Keel. Keel to Herman. Herman traveled with it, no call made. 2 seconds left and the ball's loose. And a shot clock violation at Stuart College basketball. Wyatt Simon's going to check into the ballgame for the defenders. For Doan. Tigers, Zach Hunt will check out. Hunt has not had a great game. Came in averaging 8.4 points per game. He's been held scoreless thus far. With a pass right side, Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with it on the right wing. Dort College by a point. Tyler with it at the top of the key. Trying to get a clear out. Drives in. Puts it up, shot no good. Rebound controlled by Rendles, and Rendles is fouled on the play by Herman. Michael Herman picks up the foul in the corner. Team foul number 6 on the Tigers. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball in the corner. Dort College will inbound the basketball in the corner. A little bit further out than you normally see on the baseline out-of-bounds play. Let's see what they run here. You're about even with the three-point line in the corner. Pass to O'Donnell. Fresh 35 for Dort College to work with. Rendles down to the baseline. Double-teamed. Comes back outside Waltersdorf. Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner driving baseline. Reverse layup. Can't get it to go. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Doan. Tigers with the basketball. Den Herter unable to bring the rebound down. They get it underneath Keel. Keel kick out Holt. Holt three, missed it, no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Herman. Michael Herman with 8 points. Dort College trails 58-57. 6:04 remaining in this contest. Tyler Waltersdorf, a two-pointer is good. Tyler Waltersdorf buries the three, and he was a whisker, he buries a two. He's a whisker away from it being a three-pointer. And the Dort College defenders call the timeout. 5:57 left to play in this ballgame. Defenders use a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at Borenson's.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College on defense, playing with a one-point lead. Let's see if they can put a stop together. Goes into the right side. This is Herman. Herman back out front to Holt. Holt driving in, step back, no. Passes into the corner to Herman. Herman guarded there by Waltersdorf. Tries to pass it down low, and it's kicked out of bounds by Tyler Waltersdorf. It is Doan basketball on the sideline. Doan inbounding the basketball. Down a point are the Tigers. They pass it over to Trevor Saborin. Saborin gives it up to Holt. 5:35 and counting, 12 to shoot. Brian Sumner guarding Holt. Holt wants to wave everyone off. He wants to take it to the basket. Kick out pass, three on the way, good. Three-point basket by Saborin. Saborin with 8 points, and the defenders trail 61-59. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Now Sumner. Sumner on the left wing. Back to Tyler. Tyler dumps it underneath for Den Herter. Den Herter puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. Foul goes on Nate Keel. That's foul number 3 on him. David Den Herter will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 5:11 left to go in the contest. As we wind our way towards the end of regulation, both teams are in the bonus. One and ones for both of them. Team foul count, 7 each. And Den Herter misses the front end of the two-shot situation. He was fouled in the act of shooting. Another free throw on the way for David Den Herter, trying to cut it down to a one-point ball game. Second free throw on the way for the 6'9 senior from Sioux Center. This one's up and good. So David makes one of two. He's got 5 points. And the defenders trail 61-60. Doan's got the basketball, and they can extend this one-point lead. Saborin, moments ago, hit the big three. Passes over to Holt. Holt with it out front. Holt testing the waters. Comes back over to Saborin. Saborin, dump it down low. Ball tipped out. Last touch by Door College. It'll be Doan basketball. 4:53 remaining. Doan inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Doan 61, Door College 60. Doan inbounding the basketball. Trevor Saborin. Saborin throwing it in danger of a 5 seconds call. Finally gets it in over the top to Keel. Keel with the basketball, gives it up to Hunt. Keel will set a ball screen. Hunt passes right side. Holt, Holt, three, good. Buries it. His fifth three of the game. He's got 15 points. Doan leads by two possessions, 64-60. Sumner drives in. His shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf off the glass, no good. Tapped by Rindles, no good. And a foul called on the defenders on the loose ball. That's going to go on Brian Sumner. Sumner whistled for his second. And Deontay Holt will go to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. I beg your pardon, for a 1-1. This will be a 1-1 for Holt. He's an 84% free throw shooter. Dort College trails by 4, 64-60. Dort College a couple of cracks at it in the lane, unable to finish. And Doan now with a chance to extend the lead to 5 or 6. Free throw by Holt is good. That's his first point from inside the three-point arc. 65-60, Doan in front. Another free throw on the way for Holt. He's got a season average. And he did it with minimal shot attempts. Second free throw is up and good. So Deontay Holt, 17 points. And the Tigers lead at 66-60. So Dort College can ill afford to fall behind any further. Holt has taken just 9 shots from the floor. All but one of them have been three-pointers. And he has made 5 of 8 three-point shots. Driving in is Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf knocked to the ground on the drive. And no call made. The ball ends up out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. 4:14 remaining. Doan with a 6-point lead and a chance to add to the advantage. Doan will throw it in. This is Zach Hunt. Hunt with it in the backcourt. And Zach Hunt will walk it up. 4:05 and counting. Doan with a chance to put themselves in a real good position here. On this possession, they can go up 3 possessions with 4 minutes remaining. Holt underneath the basket. Kick out pass. 18 to shoot for the Tigers. They get it down low to Keel. Keel backing his way in. Puts it up off of the glass. Good. He was able to back into Leighton Sampson. Sampson didn't give any ground, but Keel is able to throw it off of the glass and get it to drop. Dort College trails 68-60. Dump it down low, Sampson. Sampson, short shot on the rim, won't fall through. Rebound controlled by Herman. Herman with the basketball. Herman hands off to Reed Williams, and now Doan up by 8, 68-60. They answer the Dort College challenge, and they have run off 7 points in a row. Holt with the basketball out front. Holt spots up another three, his sixth. 3-point bucket by Deontay Holt. And the Tigers have taken an 11-point lead, 71-60. Rindles with the basketball on the corner. He gives it up Terpstra. Terpstra left side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf dumps it underneath Sampson. Sampson puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Keel. Keel with the basketball. 2:50 remaining. Doan with the basketball and a chance to build on the 11-point lead. It wasn't that long ago. Dort College was up 59-58, just a little over 3 minutes ago. Since then, though, Doan has reasserted control. They've outscored Dort College 13-1 and have turned a 1-point deficit into an 11-point advantage with 2:28 left to go in the game. Driving in is Holt. Holt loses it on the way up and promptly throws it away, trying to save it out. Den Herter is in. Sampson is out. So Dort College trailing 71-60. And how quickly it changed. Deontay Holt in the second half with 14 points, 20 for the ballgame, 18 of them on three-point baskets. Rendles with the basketball, goes high post, Waltersdorf. Dort College needs to score, and they need to score quickly. Three-point basket by Rendles, no good. Rebound tipped out by Herman. It'll be Dort College basketball. Herman goes sliding into the wall on the far side of the floor. Hunt is back in. Saborin is out. And throwing the ball in will be Rendles. Rendles to toss it. And Nathan in danger of a 5 seconds call. Gets it into Sumner. Sumner back to Rendles. Rendles puts it on the floor into the lane. And a reach-in foul called on the Tigers and Deontay Holt. Holt whistled for his second personal. 2:05 remaining. So 60 for Dort College, 71 for Doan. And Nathan Rendles will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity here for Rendles. Rendles with 11 points. And the 1-1 coming. Second, a first free throw by Rendles. In and out, no good. And a push-off called on David Denherter. Denherter whistled for the push on the rebound. And that's number four on David. Well, unless Dort College can cook up a comeback, they're going to drop to 0-2 in the conference. Doan will get their first conference win. Unless Dort College can find a way to score, make up 11 points quickly. First free throw by Herman is good. Michael Herman with another free throw on the way. 11 points for Herman. Second free throw on the way for Herman. Came in averaging 8.5 points per game. This one is up, and this one is good as well. So Herman makes both free throws, and the defenders trail 73-60. Well, for Dort College, too big a hole they got into near the end of the first half. Got down double figures. Three-pointer on the way by Sumner. Brian Sumner buries a three. Sumner with his fourth three of the day. He's got 15 points. But the defenders trail by double digits, 73-63. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Dort College down 10. Doan will inbound the basketball. Ball is inbounded. Deontay Holt with it. Holt in the backcourt gets it away to Hunt. Hunt with the ball. And Hunt gets it to Saborin. Nabla picks up the personal, and for Patrick, that is his fourth.
Two shots for number 21, Trevor Saborin.
Saborin with two free throws, says it's double bonus time from here on out, and if Doan makes their free throws, they can put themselves in a pretty good position here. Saborin's first free throw is up and through. He came into the game averaging 1 point per game. I'm going to double-check that. This was just his second start of the year, and he was averaging 1 point per game coming into the contest. He has done better than that tonight. He's got 10, and the Tigers lead it 75-63. You knew Deontay Holt would be a factor. You didn't count on the likes of Trevor Saborin. Pass off to David Denherter. Denherter lay in good. The assist from Nathan Rendles. And the two teams swap 2 point trips. Dort College trails 75-65. Dort College uses a timeout. They've got one remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, he'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Doan to inbound the basketball, and Doan will use a timeout. Doan, in danger of a 5 seconds call, will take a timeout. While they talk things over, let's take a break and be back with more right after this. Reed Williams makes the first free throw as he was fouled on the inbounds play. Doan in front, 76-65. And quite honestly, if Doan makes their free throws, it gets pretty hard to work the math out to make this difference up. He makes both free throws. Williams now with 7 points. And the Tigers lead at 77-65. Inbounded to Rindles. Rindles up the floor quickly. Comes back over to Terp. Terp, three ball, got it. Three-point basket by Alex Terpstra. He's got 11 points, and the defenders trail 77-68. Doan with the basketball, and another timeout charged to the Tigers. They're down to their final timeout as well. So both teams with one timeout remaining, 1:36 left to go in the contest. Back with more after this. Nate Keel will shoot two as I believe they called an intentional foul on Terpstra. Nobody's on the lane. I was watching what happened at halftime, and there was, or at half court. There was a collision. Taylor Feenstra and I believe Brian Sumner ended up getting hit. Or Feenstra ended up getting hit. And he comes up a little dazed. He makes his way to the sideline, and Doan makes the free throws. Doan leads it 79-68. That was Keel making both free throws. And the Doan College Tigers, they're in a pretty good position here, 1:32 remaining. Free throws on the way for Reed Williams. That was, in fact, an intentional foul moments ago. So Doan was able to maintain possession of the basketball. Over in Hastings, it was Morningside dropping Hastings 80-79, the final in men's play. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Reed Williams. Williams with 8 points. 80-68, our score. Doan College down a dozen. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. 81-68. 81-68, our score. Williams, 9 points. Well, the basketball is Rindles. Rindles into the lane. Shot is good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Nathan Rindles back the other way. 13 points for Nathan Rindles. And the defenders trail 81-70, pending a free throw. Doan College is down 13 moment, or was down 13 moments ago. Free throw by Rindles is up and good. So Nathan Rindles tonight has shot 12 free throws and has made 10 of them. Doan College trails 81-71, 1:27 remaining. Ball is inbounded to Holt, and Holt is fouled immediately by Nabla. Nabla will foul out of the contest with 1:26 remaining. Doan College is going to run out of players here soon. Deontay Holt to the free throw line to shoot two. Holt with 6 three-pointers made today. Walterstorff and Herter are back in. So Holt shooting the two-shot situation, makes the first one. He's 3 for 3 today, 84% free throw shooter for the season, and another one on the way. 82-71, second free throw by Holt is up and through. Deontay Holt, the 6-foot junior from Lincoln, comes off the bench tonight, and he has been a problem all evening. He's got 22 points to lead the Tigers. Doan College back the other way. Missed shot. Keel with it in the lane. And he is fouled on the play. And with 1:19 remaining, Doan will shoot more free throws. Andrew O'Donnell's going to check back into the game. So two free throws on the way for Doan's Nate Keel. Keel shot 3 free throws in the first half, 5 in the second half. This will be his 6th of the second half, and he makes that one. He's got another one coming. This will be his 10th free throw for the game. Up to this point, he is 7 for 9. Keel's free throw is up and through. So Nate Keel averaging 10.3 points per game coming into the contest. Now has 18. He and Deontay Holt, a potent 1-2 punch today. Throw in Michael Hermans, 13 points. Back the other way, Rendles. Rendles to Sumner. Sumner back over to Terpstra. Terpstra out front, 1:12 remaining. His three is good. Alex Terpstra hits the three-point bucket. Dort College trails 85-74. And that is Dort College's final timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Dort College gets a trap in the corner. Looked like they were going to force a turnover. Ball came out, and at the end, the whistle comes. And rather than a turnover, it is a foul called against Alex Terpstra. For Terpstra, that is his second. And the Doan College Tigers, Reed Williams, will shoot two free throws. First free throw, no good. 106 remaining. Dort College down 11. Rendles checks in. Feenstra checks out. Well, it was good to see Taylor back on the floor. Another free throw on the way. This one is up and good. So Reed Williams makes one of two. And the defenders trail 86-74. Rendles back over to Terpstra. Terpstra puts it up under duress. Three, no good, but there for the rebound on the putback is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with 6 points on the putback. Dort College down 86-76. Doan with it in the backcourt. Deontay Holt travels with it. It will be Dort College basketball. Certainly looked to me like Dole probably got fouled in the corner. Terpstra, three-pointer from the corner, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul called against Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for the personal foul. And the Doan College Tigers will go the other way and shoot more free throws.
Two shots for Wyatt Simon.
This will be the 24th free throw of the second half for Doan. Wyatt Simon shooting two. First free throw is up and good for Simon. He's got another one coming. 87-76, an 11-point lead with another free throw on the way. In this half, Doan College, 21 of 24 on free throws. And I believe now 22 of 25. That'll win you some ball games. Simon makes both free throws. It's 88-76. With it out front, Terpstra. Terpstra fires it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. And three free throws on the way for Alex Terpstra. Terpstra with 14 points, all of them in the second half. Four threes, a pair of free throws, and now three free throws on the way. Can make it a single-digit game again. Make the difference single digits. First free throw is good. He's got another one coming. He's 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Dort College is led in scoring by Sumner, 16. Terpstra now has 16 as well. Feenstra is in. Rendles checks out. Another free throw on the way for Terp, and that one's off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Doan. It's 88-78, and a foul immediately on the rebound. Dort College in the second half, 12 of 15 from the free throw line, 17 of 36 from the floor for Doan. They have made 13 of 25 shots, including 6 of 9 three-pointers here in the second half. First free throw is up and good. Shooting the free throws for Doan is Riley Zimmerman. Zimmerman's second free throw is off the mark, no good. So Zimmerman makes one of two for the Doan Tigers. Into the corner, Sumner. Sumner will drive in. His floater is up and good. Brian Sumner with a two-point bucket. Dort College back to within nine at 89-80. Holt is fouled in the backcourt by Brian Sumner. And Brian Sumner will foul out of the contest. And I believe Sumner leaves with a team-high 18 points. Feenstra back into the game for the defenders. First free throw by Holt, no good. Feels like the first shot he's missed all night. Another free throw on the way for Holt. Dort College still down 9. And now it's a 10-point game as Holt makes one of two. Dort College lost a weapon in the process, though. Fifth foul called on Sumner. Rindles back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf drives in, layup good. Tyler Waltersdorf with a 2-point bucket. He's got 16. Pass over the top for Holt. Holt working against O'Donnell. And O'Donnell gets called for a foul. And Deontay Holt will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws. Dort College trails Doan 90-82. Holt shooting two. Doan up around the 40 free throw shot mark. Holt makes the first one. He's got another one coming. Dort College stretching this game out by committing fouls in the last minute and a half. Trying to lengthen the game. Second free throw is up and good for Holt. And the defenders trail 92-82. Steal by Doan. And the Doan College Tigers are going to dribble the ball into the front court, and that's going to be the ball game. Doan with a basketball on the left side. That's Trevor Saborin. Saborin passes it off, and the Doan Tigers hold on for the win. Final score today, Doan 92, Dort College 82. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Doan College Tigers fall to improved to 4-5. 1-2 in the conference. Dort College falls to 5-3 and 0-2. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Final score, Doan over Dort, 92-82. Doan sweeps Dort College in women's and men's play this afternoon. I thought I lost connection there for a moment, but it appears we are back on. The Doan College Tigers sweep Dort College in women's and men's basketball this afternoon. The Dort College defenders end up 26 of 61 from the floor for 42.6%, 11 of 24 on threes, 45.8%, 19 of 26 on free throws, 73.1%. For Doan, 22 of 48 from the floor, 45.8%, 11 of 24 on three-pointers, 45.8%, 37 of 44 from the free throw line, 84.1%. That included 26 of 31 shooting in the second half. Dort College out rebounded Doan 36 to 33. Turnovers, Dort College 15, Doan 12. Dort College was led in scoring by Brian Sumner's 18 points. Alex Terpstra had 16 along with Tyler Waltersdorf, 14 for Nathan Rindles, 7 by David Denherder. Andrew O'Donnell had 6. Taylor Feenstra had 3. And Leighton Sampson ended up with 2 points. For the Doan College Tigers, 25 for Deontay Holt, 18 for Nate Keel, 13 for Michael Herman, back up to Holt. He was 6 of 9 on three-pointers, 6 for 10 for the ballgame from the floor, and 7 of 8 on free throws. Michael Herman added 13 points, 10 each for Reed Williams and Trevor Saborin, 7 for Mitch Malu, 6 for David McDonald, 2 for Wyatt Simon, and 1 for Riley Zimmerman for their total of 92 points. Dort College was led in rebounding by Nathan Rindles with 9 rebounds, 5 for Tyler Waltersdorf, 4 for Taylor Feenstra, 3 for Alex Terpstra, and 2 each for Patrick Nabla, Brian Sumner, and Andrew O'Donnell. 7 assists for Rindles, 2 for Brian Sumner. For Doan, Zach Hunt had 7 assists, Reed Williams had 2, and Wyatt Simon also had 2. 2 steals for Trevor Saborin, along with Deontay Holt. Back with a visit with Coach Ross Dahmer right after this short break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Dort College finds themselves on the bottom half of a 92-82 loss to the Doan College Tigers this afternoon and into this evening at the Haddock Center in Crete, Nebraska. Dort College Dort College men's basketball coach Ross Dahma joins me for his post-game comments. And, Coach, you got too big a hole at halftime. Your team showed some character, fought back, took a lead, I believe, at 59-58, and then don't responded. And the energy it took to get out of that hole, once you got the lead, unable to extend it, Doan was able to re-exert control and made the free throws down the stretch.
Yeah, Mike, we were really flat in the first half. I thought that our lack of offense really contributed to our lack of defensive intensity, and as a result, it was just a pretty bland first half. Guys responded. We played pretty hard in the second half, made some runs, took the lead, like you said, but really dug ourselves a hole. It's a young team that went on the road and has to understand we've got to, you know, coach has got to do a better job of just making them realize that this is going to be a battle night in and night out. And GPAC road games are so difficult. And just a little flat to start, and Doan really executed well.
In the second half, what allowed you to get back in the ball game after getting down by 11 at halftime?
I thought our pressure on the ball was a little bit better, and I also thought that we were able to get out in transition and get a few things that way. So the pace picked up. And that helped us a little bit, I thought. We were able to get a few shots in transition and able to get to the foul line a little bit sooner in the second half. But when they reclaimed the lead and they got up on us again, then it became an uphill battle and maybe lost our composure just a little bit. But basically became a free throw contest the last 3 minutes, 4 minutes of the game, really. And at that point, Doan was just knocking them in on a regular basis, and that was making any type of comeback very difficult to take place.
In the second half, you had Brian Sumner. He's playing hard, and good things are happening for him, especially in the second half. He's working to get a shot. He's not taking the ones that aren't there, and he put together a very good second half for your team.
He did. You know, just to get his young man, Mike, that we hope that the rest of our players can emulate, and that he just tries to tap out his potential. Spends a lot of time shooting in the gym, and is a heady player, becoming more and more confident all the time. And you know, we're going to get there. We're going to improve. But this has to be a learning experience for some of our young kids. When you go on the road, you just cannot come out flat. And Doan was ready to play, and they really took advantage of us in the first half.
Now, it's been a long day for you, Coach. A lot of miles in the last 24 hours. I will let you go. Thanks for stopping up, and back to the DeWitt on Tuesday to face Mount Marty.
Yep, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Ross Dahma, and let's go through the scoreboard for the Great Plains Athletic Conference today, and a lot of action in the conference. And I just want to double-check and make sure I've got everything that is available to me at this point. Let's begin with women's basketball, where it was Doan defeating Dort College by 74-64. Dort College loses Alyssa Palama late in the first half. And we will see if she's able to return. She did not return for the second half of today's basketball game. Mount Marty over Midland, 86-81. Concordia over Briar Cliff, 69-59. Nebraska Wesleyan over Dakota Wesleyan, 77-56 in conference play. And this might be the surprise of the night. Morningside all over Hastings, 73-47, the final in women's basketball. In men's basketball, Midland over Mount Marty, 88-48. Dakota Wesleyan hangs 125 on the board today against Nebraska Wesleyan in Lincoln, 125-89. Morningside comes from behind to defeat Hastings, 80-79. And it was Doan over Dort College by a final score of 92-82 in a game you just got done listening to on KDCR. As I take a look at the conference standings on the women's side, you've got Morningside at the top with a 3-0 mark. Dakota Wesleyan playing their first conference game today. They're 1-0, but already at this point of the season, there's only one undefeated team left in the Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball standings. In men's play, Midland is now 3-0. Briar Cliff didn't play today. They're 2-0. Dakota Wesleyan opened up conference play. They're 1-0. You've got three teams that are unbeaten in conference play at this point of the conference season on the men's side of things as well. Postseason soccer, Hastings defeats Olivet Nazarene 1-0. Benedictine over Concordia, ending the Bulldog season 4-0. Hastings advances to the final sight with that win. Bellevue and Hastings men are on the field right now in Hastings. In football, Missouri Valley over Northwestern 20-17 in double overtime. Morningside over Ottawa 42-21 in football play. Cross country earlier today, and that's why Coach Ross Dahmel put the miles on over the past 24 hours down to Lawrence this in the last 24 hours to watch his daughter run back up to Crete to coach this afternoon's basketball game. The Dort College women, of which Erica Dahlma is the number six runner today, finished fifth in the national meet with a total of 235 points. Carroll had 234 for fourth place. British Columbia won it with a dominating performance of 43. Caleb Isle was the first runner across for Dort College, 24th place, 18:28. Lauren Opp, 35th, 18:41. Abby DeVries, 54th, 19 flat. Lily Kerner, 78th, 19:14. Nicole Slater, 94th, 19:21. Erica Dahlma, 188th, 19:59. And Justine Van Zee, 257th in 20:42. On the men's side, two individuals ran. Nick Vanderkooy, sophomore, finished 143rd with a time of 26:48. Stephon McNamara, 26:59. For 164th place. I believe there were a little over 350 runners on the men's side of things at the national championship meet. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.